They're here for the American dream, but they've given us the American nightmare. Our beloved son, Jamil Shah II, was brutally murdered by an illegal alien gangbanger. Our government wants to protect the illegals, but who's going to protect the Americans and the legal immigrants? We are, with Jamil's Law. Log on to jamilslaw.com, JAMIELS Law.com. Together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the USA.
Here they come, the legals, they're coming.
That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shah? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shah? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all.
Neighborhood is changing. Not for the best. People looking different. Not like the rest. They come in peace. That's what they say. But don't get in their motherfucking way. They're taking LA back. Starting with the black. Then California. So get back, Jack. One by one, our men are missing. What's wrong with them? Why are they dissing American citizens? Why won't you listen? Black people, are you paying attention? We being replaced. Can't you see? These people around here don't look like me. I wrote that song back in 2008 when my son was murdered. And that song has been on that station forever. I've been wanting to take it, remix it, blah, 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 blah. I just left it like that because that's how I felt at that time. If I fix it up and change it, I'd just be changing it for y'all. And I know most of y'all don't give a shit what I'm talking about. But it's okay. It's okay because I don't give a shit what y'all talking about. You know, I see everything everybody else see. I don't see nobody reacting to it. I see the people who claim to be the protectors of the streets. Nobody doing shit. Just look at all the death going on. I'm sure everybody's like, where'd Jamil at? What you want me to do? See, when I was trying to do something and busting my ass, doing this, doing that, everybody was, you're being used by the white man, or you're Donald Trump's boy, or anything. I was anything but a dad that was pissed off because his son is dead. See? They don't give a shit about that. But it's a whole lot of people give a shit now. You see all the killing going on? There's a whole lot of liberals, whole lot of left-wing loons that thought the police wasn't shit and any black person that wasn't a liberal wasn't shit. If you spoke up against black violence, or if you spoke up against illegal aliens killing people, something was wrong with you. Now those same people got kids in the cemetery. Mom and daddy in the cemetery. Uncles and aunts, granddaddies, babies. See, it ain't just getting shot to death. Someone being run over, beat up, stabbed to death. See, we see all the killing going on in Chicago. People make you think that that's all black people. No, they got a lot of Latinos doing that killing. But for some reason, black people won't even talk about it. They just say, okay, they just let it be known that we live in Chicago, and this is where it's at. We stay here and die. It's like living in a cemetery. People walk around Chicago, then start down everybody that they know is dead. And they still there with some bullshit excuse about how I love my city, but they ain't doing shit to make it better. I could see what they were trying to do if they were trying to make it better. I can see if they were doing something to try to uplift the community, but they don't give a damn. So if you live somewhere and your main concern should be, do people give a damn? Everywhere you go, use the I don't give a damn meter. And then you ain't got to ask no questions. You don't have to say, is there crime around this neighborhood? All you got to do is just go in the neighborhood and see question, either physically or on the internet, whatever, you know, and see how many people actually give a damn. if there's people around there that really give a damn, you'll hear about those people. You'll know about those people. And then you'll know because the community will be getting better. See, but if you're outnumbered by the people who don't give a damn, you ain't going to see shit. All you're going to see is crying, memorial sites. Everybody got dead people. They don't talk about it no more. So you swear, you watch TV, that there's some killing going on here or there. Look at all the killings going on in Sacramento. That's the same old shit. People be acting like this is something new. They've been doing that. The guy that killed my son, they let his ass out within a few months. Back on the street, they knew he was a killer. They knew he was crazy. They didn't give a damn. See? That's how you can tell around here nobody gives a damn because you see criminals all over the place. The lady running for the Supreme Court, if you want to know what she care about, just when it came to whatever they talking about it, did she give a damn? Apparently not, because she always had some kind of excuse, some kind of reason why this person got off. But it was always a technicality or she had to be hunting for a way out. You know, if you got somebody that's been fucking the kids, you got them dead to right. She would try to find some kind of loophole that give them one more chance. See, the reason why you can tell is that she didn't give a damn. But I guarantee you, she wouldn't act like that if her kids was involved. See, then you would see how much she cared. She would make sure that shit ain't gonna happen again. But they don't care. You know, the guy in Sacramento, they let him out, even though the DA told him, the man is violent as hell. He ain't going to change. So you need to leave his ass in jail. Let his ass out like 6 years early. He was supposed to do 10 years. He did 4. They let him out, and then he got out and did what? Went to Sacramento and just started busting on people. Just killing people. I don't give a shit. It's obvious he didn't give a damn about safety. He didn't care about not hitting innocent people. He didn't even care about hitting innocent people. I mean, criminals. I mean, because some people, no matter how pissed off you are at them, that don't give you the right to kill them. If that's the case, it wouldn't be no 18th Street. It wouldn't be no illegal aliens. If the only criteria is you don't have to like the person and you can do whatever the hell you want to, well, hell, somebody in trouble. You ain't gonna come outside. If you do, you're going to get killed because that's how it would be. But because we're supposed to be civilized, but we ain't civilized. You got people running around here killing people just because they don't like you, you know. But then if you went to their mama or daddy or their brother or sister or any of their kids, and you say, you know what, I don't like you, so you just let loose on them. They think you was crazy. But that's why in L.A., that's why you see crime now. Nobody gives a shit. All the crime going on, everybody care, but nobody cares enough to do anything. The people that's pissed off, that's getting killed and murdered, all they got to do is just get them, put them on TV. See, I've been there. They make you think that they care, and then they pacify your ass for a few years before you know it, and you end up with nothing. You ain't got no justice, even though I did. See, I got lucky. So I wasn't taking that shit. They wanted to do me the same way. If my son would have got killed today, in this era, you think I would have got a death penalty case? Hell no. I tell people that all the time. That's on their ass. But people nowadays, they don't even care. They don't even try. Well, it's just give it to Jesus, you know. Jesus said he's going to, and, you know, I love the Lord, and I believe in God, but you can't believe everything that people are saying. You know, I don't believe when God left that he said he's going to be back in 3 days. I don't believe he said he's coming back, you know, because if he would have, think of all the people that supposedly saw the guy, and they said that he said he'd be back one day. Man, that was thousands of years ago. People still waiting. So even this guy is cold-blooded. Can you imagine all people especially the ones that supposedly saw him and was there doing that, you know, that era, those the same years, they really believed it. You imagine how many times he was looking up in the air, looking for him. So, you know, I'm not saying he ain't there, but I'm just saying we're human. We're not godly. We don't know what the hell is going on, you know. You know, like the Bible was saying, how time is different. They had people living 500 years back in the day. They ain't living like that now. And people say, well, because of global warming. It's the same shit. If you eat a healthy life, it's the same thing. You know, I'm sure they have some kind of pollutants. You can imagine all the dead. This place we lived around the time when all the animals was just dying. And it was animals everywhere. You know, just you can imagine the funk. How could you live in that time? So that could have been like the global warming. All the dead animals and before it turned to oil. Yeah, it turned to oil eventually. But I'm sure, you know, everything was funky. Just trying to say how people just fucked up. You got to just be on your own, live your own life. Because you can see how short life is. Just think of all the people that when you were young, they were all rich and having fun and everything, and you wished you was them. And you look at them now, most of them drug addicts, standing the majority of them broke as hell, ain't got no more money than you. Yeah, they had good days and stuff like that, but at least you didn't have to worry about that. You still got a chance to get rich. They trying to do a bounce back. You know, I don't look forward to nobody. I have a lot of family. Everybody know I do this show. If they didn't, nobody asked me. Nobody calls and say, hey, do you still do your show on Wednesdays? They could find it themselves. At Wednesday, check in and see. They don't give a shit. So I don't care about nothing either. You know, I try to care, but it's hard to care when you got a murdered kid and nobody gives a damn. It's hard to care about what somebody else is doing. Like, hey, we're having this so-and-so. You'd be thinking to yourself, screw you and all that within you. Because you remember when I was? See, that's why I can't do it. You know, I couldn't switch over right now and be a Democrat if I wanted to. I'd be a Republican till I die now because that's what they want me to do, be like them. What am I get out of it? Nothing. They're going to be dead like me. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they getting old as hell like everybody else. Yeah, they rich as hell, but still, they when it comes to the end, it comes to the end. They can say, well, we had a good time. We enjoyed ourselves. And that ain't shit because that shit don't mean nothing today. Everybody, just think about all the stuff that you done did back in the day and things you done had back in the day. All you guys are memory. It don't really mean shit right now. Like, I remember when I went to Morocco and I saw the river. You don't give a shit today. What am I going to say? Oh, man, at least he went to Morocco, but he dead now. Or, yeah, I went to that cruise for 14 days. Yeah, that was cool within the moment. See, life is made for the moment. You know, you can plan some moments and hope you live long enough to get to that moment and enjoy that day. But when it's over, nobody gives a shit. Just go out there and find somebody that you know, that so you can really see them talking about. Find somebody that you know. Go to them and give them $500 and see how they treat you afterwards. And then use that I don't give a damn meter. Because if you gave somebody $500 that you know, say, hey, you know, I was thinking about you, and, you know, I thought maybe you can use this. And then you wait and see how they treat you later on in life. Do they act like they appreciated it, or do they act like that wasn't shit, and they don't even care like I was yesterday? You know, that's the crazy part. Because I done got stuff with people, and you want the attention. You want the appreciation. You know, you want the appreciation. I've been looking at that crazy-ass Uncle Joe walking around looking like he's a demented old MF walking around the damn White House like he's a visitor. He don't even ask, you know, watch how he puts his hand on Obama's shoulder. Obama feels that hand. Look at Obama acting like he don't even feel that. You know, you just see how the body language from Obama. And he was like, screw Joe. He knew damn well when he put that hand on his back, he knew that was Joe Biden. But if you look at that, I don't give a damn either. Barack was like, man, get the hell off of me. He think I ain't your boy. See, Obama stuck on that black stuff. He act like he ain't because he know how to, you know, if Obama was an actor, I bet he'd be a good actor because he's a good liar. You know, he has a good poker face. Where he make you think he only, you know, he's talking about, but he really do, or he's not paying attention, but he really is. Just how he had his hand on Joe Biden's shoulder. Joe Biden probably thought, you know, because Obama knew that this nigga's out of line because he's talking to people with his mouth running. I mean, he's physically talking. and Joe Biden puts his hand on Joe Biden's shoulder. He puts his hand on Joe Biden's shoulder, and you can imagine that lady that he was standing next to. I guarantee you, she was trying to be nice, knowing that Joe Biden couldn't get his attention. And Obama met her real fast and then walked away like, screw you, because he knew that was Joe Biden. See, nobody gives a damn about nothing. So that's why I say all these people acting like they're like Will Smith and Jada, they think just because they've been around for a while and they got a nice house in Calabasas, but when it comes down to nitty-gritty, they're just like us. They're just people with money. But when they're out and about or doing whatever, they're just a human being for that moment. But they think, I'm somebody, so I can do what I want to. What would Will Smith, how would he feel if somebody did him like that? He's standing up there giving out an award, and somebody comes up there and he catches them off guard where he doesn't even think that they're going to do that. You're not even paying attention like that, and all of a sudden, bam, they get a shot in. You think he would like that? Hell no. You think he'd like for his wife to get slapped? But you know if you go to an event and you got Chris Rock there, you're in the front row, that's like a person's nightmare. If you don't want no attention and you go to an event and they're going to have comedians there and you're in the front row, that's bad because you know most comedians, they will mess with you when you're in the front row. Now, you might get lucky sometimes, and they don't do it. But on the most part, comedians, if you're in the front row, they definitely gonna mess with you, and you shouldn't even be surprised, you know, to the point where you get up and go walk. I still think he was on drugs. There's no way you can be sober, in your right mind, and you think no matter how that joke was, and you thought it was okay for you to get up right in the middle of the show that's televised and live across the world, you thought it was okay to get up in a cheap-ass suit, even though I know it cost a lot of money, but still, he could have wore a better suit than that, walked across the stage in front of all those people and slapped a grown man. And then people are going to say, well, you know, in the black neighborhoods, when you slap somebody, that's different than throwing a punch. You got to be black to understand. I wouldn't give a damn if he would have come up there and hit me on the arm. You ain't got the right to bring your ass over there. But see, the reason why, in real life, if Chris Rock would have been any place else, he wouldn't have let no grown man walk up on him like that because he would think something's going on. But he was thinking, we at the Oscars, Academy Awards. I'm sure he was thinking, there's no way Will Smith is going to walk up here and hit me in the face. He didn't even think that. Nope. Caught him off guard. If you look at him, he was even leaning forward. I know right now the five people are probably wondering, what happened to Jamil? Because I'm looking at my board and there's nobody there. Looking at my call switch, nobody. Nobody on the chat section. There might be some people on the radio. But all I know, like I said, I do this because I really have to. I try all the time to walk away from this. I remember when I was having thousands and thousands of people, it didn't do me no good if I had by myself. It didn't make me feel no better. But, you know, only part, you know, the visual part when people are listening, you're like, wow, people are listening. But physically, I didn't get shit out of that. It wasn't like I felt good. It wasn't like the people were down and they were, you know, doing things. Nothing came from that, you know. You get nothing from that kind of stuff, except for when you're a piece of shit. Like when you take grief and you make money off of it. You know, there's people who made money off of me, money off my son, money off his mother. You know, it's like the George Floyd, the BLM, they made all that money, didn't do shit for nobody. But they doing pretty good. As we're talking, they're enjoying all that stuff. By the time they finally get around to it, ain't been no money left. You see, you don't hear nobody talking about nothing. You don't hear no Black Lives Matter people. You don't hear no movement. Everybody's gone, disappeared, poof, gone. All the money just divvied up between everybody. You'll see pretty soon when everybody's broke, when all the money's gone, you're going to start hearing people talking shit. people are pissed off because they don't want their cut. See, $90 million is a lot of money, but I'm sure they didn't get to spend all of it. There's a lot of that money that they can't get to. They got what they can, and they hid what they can. See, but one thing about it is that the government don't give a shit. See, that I don't give a damn meter is running full speed like a taxi cab in New York City. Nobody gives a damn. The Republicans care. People who know right from wrong care. But the people who can change it don't give a shit. You in California, do whatever you want to. All you hear in the news is Texas, Texas, Texas. I guarantee you I'm so happy that Abbott do what he's doing because I guarantee you, Dan, all the legal aliens that are in Texas are going to come in here. They might say, I'm going to Tennessee, then I'm coming to California. If you're a legal alien, it's like Beverly Hillbillies. Come to California, the place you ought to be, so they load up the truck and they move to Beverly. Now, they don't go to Beverly Hills, too, because they're all going to be cutting grass, maintenance. They're going to be raping those white girls, and they'll stop. You ain't going to hear anybody. Believe me, it ain't going to end. You're going to hear so much killing going on because they're all going to feel entitled. Nobody know who they are in their mind, do whatever they want to. So they don't have no reason to be nice, law-abiding citizens. What's the upside for them? They're like, screw that. What the hell I got to be like that for? Not in their mind. Their mind, do whatever the hell I want to, when I want to, as long as I want to. And that's how it is. Like that song goes, it's like that, and that's the way it is. But yeah, we're being invaded. Nobody cares. We watch the news. I mean, the right people care. Don't get me wrong. But the other people, they don't give a damn. Can you imagine if you're a Democrat, you're watching TV, you see all the legal aliens just floating in here. You can't say, oh, that's beautiful. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm so happy. I'm so proud that our government is. You can't be happy. What about if you have grandkids? You think you're happy you got a shitload of grandkids, and you know they're going to be going through that. All this woke bullshit. I got a granddaughter. I'd be damned if she's gonna. I wish she would become a damn illegal alien. You know, but people have done it. I had a friend and her granddaughter got pregnant by a Mexican, and I don't know if he was illegal or not. I just know he was I just know because everybody was scared to tell me. Nobody, don't tell Jamil. Why not? Well, his son was killed by a Mexican. Oh, so you thought that was so wrong. Why'd you do it? I didn't say don't do it, but you thought that's wrong. You did it anyway. My younger son got baptized, and he didn't even tell me because, you know, he thought that I didn't care about God because my other son was murdered. And so I found out through his mother that he got baptized. He wasn't even going to tell me. He got baptized, wasn't going to say a word because he thought I didn't like God. Or it was almost like I was getting penalized. I was getting penalized because my son is dead and I'm pissed off about it. You know, that don't make no sense. We're all Christians in my family, you know. We're all Christians. But people think because my son is dead and I'm upset about it that I don't like God no more. So they treat me like I don't like God, you know, like I'm an enemy almost, you know. He's my younger son. His mother sent me a text saying, "Hey, you know, here's the information for Thomas. He's getting baptized today." And I'm like, "What?" On YouTube or Facebook, or whatever. So I called him and said, "Man, I heard you getting baptized, and how come you didn't tell me? Like, why are you gonna get baptized? You're not gonna tell me." I thought that was a big, important, you know. Oh, well, I thought you were going to, you know, I know how you felt about Jazz being dead and how you felt about God. So I texted him back, how do I feel about God? And even to this day, he didn't answer because he don't really know. He don't know how I feel about God. He just think, because my son is dead, I don't like God because I'm mad at God. So what, I can't be mad at God? I can't say, hey, God, you know, I don't understand that. You think I'm the only person that's child is dead and they're, like, talking to God, you know? I thought that's called praying. What is praying only, oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for, is that the only way you pray? No. You can pray by coming to the Lord and saying, hey, Lord, you know, I don't understand what that was all about. Can you help me out with this? You know, my son dead. You didn't do nothing. Legal alien piece of shit. You know, I mean, why did you know? I mean, you got some questions. Not,
oh, well, since he feels like that, nobody talks to him anymore because he's a heathen, because he questioning God.
What? You didn't care? Then he goes to the attic, but you know everybody arguing. So it never ends out good. That's why people got to know what they're talking about. People come to me all the time and, yeah, God needed an angel and he needed a one lady said he needed a, no, some guy said God needed a flower for his garden. I was like, what? A flower for his garden. Come on now, that's stupid. I didn't tell him that, but I'm thinking to myself, that's stupid. That makes it seem like God is some deranged psycho. You know, like, I need a flower, so he's going to take my son and kill him, or get him killed, or have him killed, or allow it to happen, take him, stick him in the garden. And then what are you going to look like, a rose, or daffodil, or, you know, a bush? People don't mean no harm, but they don't know what to say. That's why you don't say nothing. Because you can't say nothing. Help the person. They might say, hey, how can I help you? You know, because I don't want it to happen to me. I've been to a place one time and everybody in there had dead kids, except for one lady. And when it came to her, but asked her what she here for, she said, I'm here because I don't want it to happen to nobody I know. You know, I got kids and I don't want nobody to get killed. So I'm trying to learn and find out what the hell's going on and get some information so I can try to have a proactive life and try to keep this boy alive. You know? Most people don't go places like that. It's like people don't have kids, don't care about the school board. You know, people who don't have parents don't care about senior abuse. People who don't have cars don't care about cars being stolen. You know, but that's how you got to get involved. You got to get involved. You don't have to. It's like Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Have you ever seen them out on the pedophile hotline trying to stop pedophiles? No. Have you ever seen pedophile people who are trying to stop pedophilia out there with the DUI checkpoints? You know, it's like me. My son's killed by illegal aliens and gangs and stuff. So that's what I fit in. But they won't talk about that part. So you never know where to go unless you're trying to make some money off of it. Right now, if I want to start a business and say, hey, I'm going to be a gang rehab and go to the gangs and talk to them and try to have them understand what's going on and tell my story to them. They don't want to hear my story because it's too inspirational. They want to hear a story where everybody just goes, oh, that's nice, okay, and give me a chicken dinner and then go home. They don't want no call to action. They're like, this might happen to your kids. They be like, oh, my God, I don't want that to happen to nobody I know. So you do something. Like that lady, you know, out of all people was there, she was there because she didn't want nobody in her family to get killed. See? But there's some people ain't like that. Some people not like that. That's the weird part. That is the weird part. You have to hang around people, get something done. See, I made a mistake. I hung around people that was full of shit. So when it all came to nitty gritty, everybody gone. Everybody that I could have got a lot of help from and guidance and support, they all wanted something from me. See, I'm thinking I thought they wanted to help me. But in the long run, everybody wanted something from me. So whenever I would go places or do stuff, it was always people getting something out of it, never me. I would go to places and people would say, hey, can you come so-and-so a place? And I found out later on that they got paid, but they didn't offer me no money, even though I wouldn't have took it. I go to places where people have candlelight vigils. I'm thinking candlelight vigils, you just show up and, you know, you talk, whatever. There's people there getting paid to be there. I don't want a candlelight vigil. How much you, and they charge you, and they get it all together, make sure everybody shows up. That ain't the same. I used to have banquets that I have full catered, you know, sit-down dinners. And I was doing all kinds of stuff like that, you know. I got sick of it because people just kept seeing it as some kind of free food giveaway, you know. Nobody was serious about it. They would come to give gifts in the Christmas time, and they want to come get some gifts, or they would come just to get free food. Then people to show up with seven people, and none of them would pay.
Everybody's free because I know somebody here.
That's not why we're here. This is a fundraiser. We try to raise funds. So if your ass out here coming to this event, eating up all the food, taking home gifts and having a good old time, drinks and everything, and then you writing checks that bounce, come on. I had a black guy. He was the president of this company. He wrote a check. That check bounced from here to Chicago. You know, I couldn't believe it. And then that was back in the day when checks would bounce. And then, you know, you got to tell the person, tell them, don't send it through again or stop it. Don't, you know, call the bank and tell them to throw it away or whatever. But he'll wait and let them do it again. So that's twice. And these are people that are coming to an event to where somebody died. Somebody was shot to death by illegal alien. But because they was there for their benefit, they wasn't really there to help me. They wasn't really there to help Jamil's Law. They wasn't there to help me get some things done. They was there to leech off my ass, to put a blood sucker on my back and suck the blood out of my ass. That's how they felt. That's how they thought. See, sometimes you think people are helping you. They don't. That's why I try to tell people, because there's a lot of people that I came in contact with back in the day that their kids are dead or somebody in their family got killed or, you know, a friend or whatever, you know. And I try to tell people, don't try to be normal no more. You got to go with the flow like a surfboard. When you're on that wave and you're surfing, you can't go wherever you want to go. You got to go with the flow. It's like being on a rapids and, you know, on the white rapids with a raft. Same way. You can't say, well, I'm going to go back the other direction. No. You go with the flow and try to get rid of the obstacles in your way, but you still headed that direction. Ain't no left or no right or turning around. And it's too late for all that. You got to go that way, and you got to deal with whatever's there. See, they don't like to do that. They like to get the hell out of there, try to go to the side, jump out, or, you know, or flip the boat over. Like you heard about some of the Russians were shooting themselves in the leg so they didn't have to fight. See, that's how you know you ain't shit, if you got to shoot yourself. Once you can say, hey, you know what? I know you're going to take me to concentration camp, beat the hell out of me, but I'm not cool with this war. They could have left. I'm sure if they wanted to, they could have got out that damn Russian tank and gave up and said, hey, I'll give up. I want to be on y'all side. You know, so I don't give a damn. You know, I care about Ukraine. I hope they make it and all that. But can you imagine if the people of the United States cared about our country the way they do about Ukraine? Can you imagine people were so pumped up to make sure our border was secure and that nobody could come over here and our military needed all these weapons and we needed all this food and supplies and, you know, help the people. We need help the public. We need medicine and, you know, we would be all that. But look at our country. They didn't anybody their mama over talking about you can't have the kids still have masks on, but they're going to be illegal aliens coming to our country. Nobody has on a mask. Or they'll put the mask on them or not even, I mean, the shots. Then nobody had a shot. Those masks are just for show. They told them, you could imagine on the bus, they told them, you get on that bus, anybody get off that bus without that mask, you're getting sent back to your country. That's all you got to say. Even if you know damn well you ain't going to do it, if you said that, and then all they got to do is just wear that mask from the damn bus to the building, who would take it off? Giving them cell phones. Oh, yeah, just check in with me. Knowing damn well they got people in California prisons that they let their asses out on their own, on an OR or an ankle bracelet or give them a cell phone. They don't give a shit about that. Just ask how many parole officers, you know, have been to somewhere and they have dealt with somebody and their ankle bracelet is gone. Or they didn't come to their meetings or they once a week sessions, whatever they got to do to keep their parole or probation active by showing up. And they decide, I ain't coming no more. I guarantee you half of them. Half of them because they don't want to. They're too lazy. You can imagine you've been in prison for 10 years and then you get out, but you're out early. And then when you get out, they want you to get up and start acting like you've never been in prison for 10 years. You're talking about work. Most of them don't do shit. They're sitting there with fucking in the ass doing drugs, you know? A lot of them thought they were never going to get out. So they were doing stuff in there that they wouldn't be ashamed of if somebody told them.
You could imagine. So what they did is they made it to where prison is different. As long as you don't do certain things, you can do certain things, and that means you're not gay. No. Outside, the same as you inside, if you're dealing with a man like that, you're gay. Yeah, you're gay, you're gay. But all that transgender bullshit, you know, me and walking around here with women's clothes on, talking about I identify, and then you got to call him a woman. I'm never going to call a man a woman that I know is a woman. Even Caitlyn Jenner, I'm going to call her Bruce Jenner. I ain't going to ever meet her anywhere. I'm going to go, hey, Caitlyn. And he, I mean, she is a man. I'm not never going to say, well, I'm going to call her, you know, a woman because I want to be politically correct. Screw that. That's a man. I remember I was growing up, me and you used to walk by here, and they should deliberately pass by us, you know, so they could be gay. Walking around with gay clothes on and with women's clothes on and stuff like that. But it's crazy. Hey, Julie, I see you saying we need to check Tiffany Jamil's back. Yep, I'm back. They try to hold a good man down. And then sometimes, too, I made it. Yay, all right. Yep. That's cool. I'll be back every week now because, you know, just every now and then I get weak and tired and I just, you know, you get to the point where you just don't give a damn. Not about my son, but it's like, man, this shit nobody cares. You watching the news and you see all these damn people from 140 countries coming into this. They're just coming all through the border. Won't nobody do nothing. And then they're like, Ukraine. It's not that I'm against Ukraine. It's just the fact that I wish they would do us the same way, you know. I wish they would treat us like Ukraine, and they would take care of our border like the Ukrainian border and would make sure, do everything they can. Even if they got to use missiles and Stinger missiles, whatever, to keep them out of here. But they don't care. Yep, it's good to hear from you too, Julie. Yeah. I keep saying I'm going to start me a podcast during the week, man. When I do the show, during the week, there's so much going on. And it just, you know, I'm almost to the point where, I'm just going to do what I do. If I get the podcast, I'll get it. If I don't, I won't. But in the meantime, I'm here and just got to go with the flow. You know, I'm just going to go with the flow and do what I got to do and just keep doing it because I was for the last 3 weeks, I was so burnt out. It's just from trying to work and running and trying to make money. And, you know, you get to the point where it's like, man, Wednesday come, and you're like even feeling like it. You know, you're watching the news, and you're like, man, nobody gives a damn. But that's not what it's all about. That's why I always come to my senses, you know, because I told myself a long time ago, I'm going to do this forever. Some kind of way, I'm going to keep doing it. I mean, it's over 14 years now. You know, that's brutal. I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of talking about it. You know, it's like, damn, like you can't make no anniversary right. You know, like, okay, let me have his birthday or we're going to do, you know. And I'm sure people, you know, and then you watch the news and they make it seem like hardly nobody's getting killed. But out in California, that guy in Sacramento, same old shit. They act like, oh, my God, he was in jail. The guy was in jail supposed to do 10 years. For beating his wife or beating his girlfriend really bad, just beat her up, drug her in the house. He was all in the middle of the street. He was making her to a prostitute. I guess she didn't bring his money back. He beat her all in the house. She ran outside into the street, stopped traffic, and he was beating her. Oh, yeah, this hope, this election gets us back in power. Oh, my God, this is it. I mean, you know, the Republicans, only thing about the Republicans piss me off is every time they get in power, they always say, help us this and help us. We always help them. When Obama made it, first thing they said was, help us get the House to stop Obama. Please help us. And what did we do? Bam, we got the House, you know. And then it was like, help us get the Senate, you know. So then when Obama came into office, he had the House and the Senate. He lost the House, and then he lost the Senate. When he won his reelection, so Obama pretty much his whole election was pretty much
with the Democrat, with the, you know, Republicans in charge. And that whole time, the Republicans kept on saying, if you give us the House, we're going to do all this stuff. And then they got the House, didn't do shit. Then they said, if you give us the Senate, we're going to do all this stuff. They didn't do shit. Then it was like, give us the presidency. We're going to do all this stuff. That's when Trump came in, all of them quit. You know, and then it was, then as soon as they lost, when Trump lost, what they say, help us get the House back, and we're going to, but here we go again, you know. And then they already showed they ain't shit, because when that Brown chick, instead of them going to her and be treating her mean, why they got to be nice? I'm like, we're not going to do this. No, do them the same way I would have brought up every damn thing she ever did. I would have brought some of her friends who didn't like her in school. I would have brought up some pastor who she slept with when she was 18 years old, supposed to be a choir practice, even though that didn't happen. I'm just saying, they act like they can't say nothing. We want to be, that's what I'm saying. Now you watch when they get the House. I want everybody and their mama to be up in there having hearings down there every day about Hunter Biden, about Nancy Pelosi, about Black Lives Matter, all these crazy bastards. All they are thieves, liars, thieves, and whores. And I don't mean the whores like, you know, like a woman. When I say whore, I'm talking about a whore meaning do anything for money, you know, like a whore. You know, you could be a food whore, you know, but, you know, I ain't talking about that. But that's what they are. They're liars, thieves, and whores, you know. And the thievery don't have to be with a gun. They can steal your self-esteem. You know, like in the, I remember when I was, I'm still a Christian, but back in the day when I was trying to be a Christian, I had to go to this place called the L.A. Bible Training School. And, you know, after you become a Christian and stuff like that, and you want to learn more, you know, because how far you plan on going, you would go there at night. You know, everybody worked, but at night they come there and take all kind of classes. So I took this class called the New Testament Survey. And in that class, they broke down the Ten Commandments, and they broke it down in a way to where, man, when you think about it, like, thou shalt not kill. You know, people thinking, you know, kill like shooting somebody or stabbing somebody. But they were talking about how, you know, you can kill somebody's self-esteem, their motivation, their will to live, you know, their self-reliance. You can just destroy people with that piece of that tongue, you know. And it was just saying stuff, and you start saying, you know, thou shalt not steal, you know, and you're like, yeah, I don't steal. Yeah, but you ever stole somebody's dignity, or you ever stole, you know what I mean? And there's so many different things that, you know, and that's what the Ten Commandments is all about. It's not just thou shalt not kill physically, because people do shit anyway. Nobody gives a damn about the Ten Commandments. I was just using that to say how you can kill people more than just physically put them in a grave. You can kill somebody's self-esteem to where they think they ain't shit no more. You know, you can steal somebody's, you know, heart, somebody's love, their freedom. You can do so much stuff to somebody, and it's the same thing as, you know, killing somebody. Even the Bible says what? That damn thing in your mouth is worth more than a double-edged sword, because it is, you know. But, yeah, Trump's rallies kick out rhinos. They worship money. An evil mind is in love with evil. Yep, Julie, you right about that. They don't, nobody gives a damn, you know. But the only part that, I'm not saying I'm happy, I'm not happy about it, but when you see all this crime, it just brings me back to when I see people saying, 20 people in Chicago got killed. So you know those wasn't all conservatives. It was like all the 30 Republicans got shot in Chicago. No, those were left-wing loons, you know. Those were Democrats. Those were people who didn't like the police. Those were people who didn't want nobody put in jail. But then you see these families on TV, they don't talk like that. I haven't seen one person that got killed and came on TV to talk about it, act like they was cool with that, you know. Like one lady was like saying, hey, I voted for you guys. I helped you guys into office. She thought that the Democrats were going to help her with her daughter. Her daughter got killed out here in L.A. on the freeway. Somebody shot in the neck, killed her. First thing they did was say, oh, she's a prostitute.
So I guess that's okay. Now we ain't gonna look for nobody. The mother was like, wait a minute, she was on a prostitute, even if she was. What, it's okay, she's a prostitution now? You know? Her mother was like, yo, I voted for you guys. She couldn't believe it. They didn't give a shit. You haven't even heard about that killing no more. It's over. The one in Sacramento, you won't hear about that no more because they're black people. Once I knew they was black, it's because you notice when they first got killed, the shooting first went down, they would not say who the person they're looking for. So everybody knew it was black. Because back in the day, they would have said, oh, you're the black man. First thing they would have said. I remember when they first stopped doing that, everybody knew that means they're black. If they say, three people got shot and we can't find no suspects. Next day, no suspects. Third day, no. They won't even tell you about it until they finally show a picture and you say it was black. And you'd be like, uh-oh. And before you know it, nothing. They ain't going to do shit. That last mass shooting they had over in one of those states, a young black guy, then why he did nothing. He killed all those kids, nothing. There was a shooting over here in L.A. This guy shot 19 people, killed like 13 of them at a house party. Supposed to be a restaurant. Somebody turned their house into a restaurant. And I guess somebody went crazy and shot the place up. Once they found out they was black, nothing. I had to tell my younger son that when people say you're black, they're talking about Americans. If somebody said, oh, yeah, the black man did it, they're talking about Americans. He thinking, if you're from Jamaica, and they see somebody say, oh, yeah, it was a black man. No. If you would say he's from Jamaica. The difference, a Jamaican and a black American. But nobody says, if you know the person from Africa, and they say, do you know the person? You say, yeah, he was an African. You're not going to say he was black, because people are going to think when you say he was black that he's from here. Because if he's from England, you wouldn't say, oh, yeah, he's black. No, you would say he's from England. You wouldn't even mention him being black. You know, they ask you what color he is, oh, he's black. But you wouldn't say, oh, yeah, he's a black person, he's a black guy. But if you live in California, you live in the United States, and you say, oh, yeah, he was black, most likely people think you're talking about an American. That's one of those things was, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Most people don't. That's why this show is just me to let off. If people want to talk, they can, but they don't want to talk, so it's a talk show, so I got to talk. I remember when I was first doing it, I just have so many people listening, and they should always get upset because they would always call in to talk so they can talk about some shit they got nothing to do with nothing. You know, they just want to, you know, get on the show. Because what I would do, I would talk for like about 15, 20 minutes, and then I would take calls. And people would always say, man, you talk so much, you be talking, and I've been waiting on them. Okay, it's a talk show. It's my show. I talk for a while. But people come on and say, yeah, I'm having an event in so-and-so place. And that's okay. I tell people all the time, if you have an event going on, if you want to just pray for somebody, if you want to talk about whatever, feel free. So I wasn't really tripping on nobody calling. I want them to call. But they would always act like they don't want to hear me talking. Like, as soon as they, you know, they're the first ones calling in, they want me to put them on at 6:01. They want to start talking about whatever. And then they want to talk through the whole damn show. I'd be like, okay, thank you, Lemmy. Oh, man, I didn't even get a chance to say, well, you've been talking for 10 minutes. You know, this is my show. That's what one thing I learned about grieving people or so-called supporters. Most of them are there for you to help them. You know, they're not really there to help you. But if you're on the grieving side, you'll think that. A lot of people get confused when they think these people that's hanging around them are there for them. Then you realize, oh, they're not really here for me. And you feel stupid because you're like, oh, my God. And when you get to the end of it, you realize, I didn't get shit done. But I helped all kind of people with their projects. Me just showing up was like a boost. Jamil Shaw going to be here. And then everybody show up, but then it's for that person. And then when it's over, I'm thinking, you know, I got a supporter. We could get some things done. They gone because all they wanted to do was get that money for that support. One lady years and years ago, she had an event, and she gave me the Father of the Year. She gave out three awards to three men who had lost family, and then it was three people who didn't lose nobody. They just got injured.
is he built that thing up and built it, had me calling people and coming down there and meeting and having this meeting and that meeting. We finally had the event, and she gave me the award and had dinner and everything. I have not heard from that lady since, because all she cared about was selling tickets. You know, I called her, left messages like, hey, what's going on? You're thinking, you know, let's do some things, you know, while we got the ball rolling, got momentum. Nope. Never call me back again. And then I realized over the years that all the people were just all full of shit. What I called all the FOSs. FOS, full of shit. Jimmy said the convention of states has 19 of the 34 states needed. More states are in active legislation. We can bypass Congress and their overreach. Yeah, that's awesome. I was hearing about a lot of stuff. They were saying how if each state declared an invasion, then they can bypass Biden and do whatever the hell they want to in their state. That's what Texas did today. Texas is like, screw this. You know, they're coming in there and saying, we're going to send the people right back to Washington, D.C. I can't wait to see it happen because you know damn well Washington is not going to let them off the bus. It's going to be a big thing. And then people are going to see for themselves how they're fighting for illegal aliens better than they're fighting for Americans, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They definitely, you know. The only person I think that wasn't using me was Trump. There was a few other people who I knew really cared about what they was doing. But there was so much going on. Trump could have did more, but the people that he had in office at that time, everybody wasn't down for getting rid of illegal aliens. He left. I think Trump's biggest mistake was he didn't get rid of everybody when he came in because he had people there that got in the way. So even with Fox, I love Fox. I watch it every day, all day long, damn near. But you notice they don't have no more families on there from illegal aliens been murdered or anything like that. They don't even show it no more. You know, Fox and Friends, the early edition, every now and then they might, but now they don't do it no more. They just eased away from that. They eased away, and now they just, since it's gone, you never hear somebody say, yeah, my daughter was killed by a pack of illegal aliens, or my uncle was ran over, when my grandfather was stabbed, or my little baby was molested. They don't do that no more. It's just like they don't care. They don't, you know. And that's what made everything. That's what helped. Illegal immigration is what made Trump. That's how he got elected. Everything was the same, but everybody knew he was going to do certain things. But the vocal part, the legal immigration, he was on that. He was on what we're going to do for the military. What are they going to do for the veterans? And people were like, yeah. People thought they're going to get something for this. See, that's why he won. But then he had people around him that, you know, they like illegal aliens because, you know, a lot of rich people, they like illegal immigration because that's cheap labor. So they're not against it. You know, they'll say, well, we're for the criminals, but we're not going to be against the ones in the picking the lettuce and cleaning the houses. By them talking like that, they never follow through on being effective because the first thing they're saying is that, well, we don't want them, but we'll take that one, but not her, but we'll take him. Before you know it, they're like, yeah, it's too much work because you can't do nothing, piss everybody off. You say, because they had people who were getting arrested for stuff after they found out they were selling tamales. You say they're selling tamales, something happened, they produce their ID, and now they got a warrant or they get deported. They ain't supposed to be here, but it only came about because they were selling tamales. So they would stop doing that. Or I talked to this one guy in city council. I said, hey, I need some help with these illegal aliens. You know, I'm sort of paraphrasing and go real quick. And I said, I need some help with these illegal aliens. You know, maybe you can help me out. And he said, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. And I said, why not? He said, because there's some illegal aliens and they're black. You know, they have dark skin, you know, from the, you know, Haiti, you know, from the, you know, British Honduras, you know, they got some, you know, Dominicans, you know, and they black. I said, well, they're not black. They're Dominicans. They're here illegal. What do you give a damn? You know, what about the Haitians? Who gives a damn about the Haitians if they're here illegal? You know, but because of that, he couldn't do nothing. That's how Trump administration got. When they first came in, they were, that first thing they had that tracking system. I remember when Trump came on my show, I asked him about that tracking system. They're supposed to track all illegal aliens, keep a list, have a report. When they tried to do that, they put out one report, made a mistake on it, and then they never did it again for the whole 4 years. You know, then they had that office of, they had an office for, you know, the legal aid office. They opened that up. Nobody funded it. They didn't have no money for nothing. Nothing ever happened. And then the Democrats just the other day closed it down and made it a legal immigration office. You know, so they took the office that was for the parents or the victims of illegal alien crime. They took that office and made it for the legal aliens, you know. But when the Republicans had the office available, they never got funding for it. So they never did nothing to help nobody. It was all designed to help families who've been victimized and different kind of stuff like that, and help them get retribution, help them get, you know, the money owed to them by the criminals. Didn't do none of that. They closed it down, and for the whole 4 years Trump was there, they didn't do shit. And then when Trump and them left, they turned it over. They made it a legal alien resource center or some bullshit like that. Bullshit. But all I know is that Trump is our only hope. And, you know, that's going to be fun, too, because we're going to get the House for sure. So at least that's going to stop everything. Once we get control of the House, so they're going to try to get some more shit done. But they ain't got shit done. They had a whole year. They didn't get nothing done. They just fucked up everything. But everything can be undone, even though this illegal alien stuff, they're going all in on that. They want to make sure they got so many illegal aliens that will never regroup again. But they all come to California, no matter how you look at it. People will say, we're all a border state. Yeah, right. They all going to go to wherever you want them to go, but they're going to end up in California, Arizona, Texas, New York. The other day I had to watch the news, and they asked this one guy, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Tennessee. He said, where are you going? I'm going to Nebraska. You know damn well he ain't going to stay in Nebraska that long. You know, he's going to be like, I got to get out of here because all he's going to do is be on a damn farm. You know, and some of them, that's cool. You can imagine Gavin Newsom got a legal alien work for him. If you drive to Santa Barbara, where Oprah and all them live, vineyards everywhere. Who the hell is working those vineyards, illegal aliens? Why do they know nobody else? Because they won't pay them right. No matter how much they're getting, they have to give Americans more. You're like, well, we're paying illegal aliens $30 an hour. That means you got to give Americans 50. So no matter how you look at it, yep, he is suing all of those power-hungry traitors. The judge for his lawsuits did recuse himself since he was put on the bench by Bill Clinton. Yeah. All I know is that we're going to get control, and these Republicans, man, they better do some pay. Like James Brown says, I want revenge, the big payback. All right, Julie, thanks for listening in. I'll see you next week. The Palm Springs wants to give the low-income transgenders $900 a month. California wants to let people sue gun manufacturers. Lots of crazy bills trying to get pushed through. Oh, yeah, and they'll get it here in California because in California they have a supermajority, so there's no way to stop them. You can't veto them or nothing. And then all the Republican in California, people working in Sacramento, they just get free money because they can't get shit done. So they just, hey, you know, they're in the districts where, you know, they just help their neighborhood and move on with their life. Okay, see y'all next week. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Here they come, here they come. The legals, they coming.
That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw. How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call. before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. My neighborhood is changing, not for the best.
Not for the best.
People looking different, not like the rest.
Not like the rest.
Come in peace, that's what they say.
What they say.
But don't get in their motherfucking way. They're taking LA back, starting with the black.
Starting with the black.
In California, so get back, Jack.
Get back, Jack.
One by one, our men are missing. What's wrong with them? What are they dissing? American citizens, why won't you listen? Black people, are you paying attention?
You're paying attention.
Being replaced. Can't you see?
Can't you see?
People around here don't look like me. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all. That was wrong, what happened to Jamil Shaw? How many Americans must fall? You better stand up and heed the call before the same thing happens to one of y'all.
They don't want to blame.